This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The conflict continues between Iran and Israel as both countries exchange missile strikes. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has vowed that punishment against Israel will continue, making his first statement after the U.S. joint Israeli attacks on Iran. In a social media post, he said, Israel has made a big mistake. Meanwhile, Iranian authorities stated that the military is determining the timing, nature, and scale of its response to U.S. strikes on nuclear facilities. Earlier, Iran's parliament unanimously approved a proposal to close the Strait of Hormuz, one of the world's most critical oil and gas shipping routes, in direct retaliation for U.S. airstrikes on Iranian nuclear facilities at Fordo, Natanz, and Isfahan. Meanwhile, U.S. military officials have placed forces across the region on heightened alert. The Pentagon is reportedly preparing for potential naval confrontations to keep the strait open, as any sustained closure would represent an existential threat to global energy security and economic stability. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has arrived in Moscow for talks today. He's expected to hold consultations with Russian President Vladimir Putin and other senior officials regarding regional and international developments following the U.S. military action. Oil prices jumped to a five-month high this morning after the U.S. struck Iran's nuclear facilities and Iran's decision to close the Strait of Hormuz. The price of the benchmark Brent crude rose more than 2%, climbing to over $79 a barrel, while the WTI crude was trading near $75 a barrel, up by over 2%. Under Operation Sindhu, more than 1,800 Indian nationals have been evacuated from Iran and Israel so far. Minister of State for External Affairs Pavitra Margarita welcomed a group of 285 Indian nationals who arrived in New Delhi last night on a special flight from Mashhad of Iran. He said that 1,713 Indian nationals have been evacuated from Iran under Operation Sindhu so far. He informed that 2 to 3 more flights have been scheduled from Iran for the next 2 days. In another gesture of regional solidarity, India has offered seats on flights from Amman to New Delhi for Sri Lankans wishing to return home from Israel, the Sri Lankan embassy in Israel announced. Free transportation from Tel Aviv to Amman and onward flight to Delhi will also be provided. However, travellers must arrange their own tickets from New Delhi to Colombo. Registration is open at the Sri Lankan embassy in Israel on the 23rd and the 24th of June 2025. The concerned embassies will coordinate the logistics. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said the government has been closely monitoring the evolving geopolitical situation in West Asia since the past 2 weeks. In a social media post yesterday, Mr. Puri said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has diversified its supplies in the past few years and a large volume of supplies do not come through the Strait of Hormuz now.
There is enough oil available in the global markets. More and more oil is coming on the global markets, and even the traditional suppliers would be interested in keeping the supplies on because they also need the revenue. So hopefully the market will factor that in. But as I said, the Modi government has over the past several years not only ensured the stability of supplies but also affordability, and we will take all necessary measures to ensure that.
The counting of votes is underway for the by-elections to 5 assembly seats in 4 states. The counting is taking place in Gujarat for the Visavadar and Kadi constituencies. Votes are also being counted for the Nilambur seat in Kerala, the Kaliganj in West Bengal and the Ludhiana West in Punjab. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tributes to Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee on his martyrdom. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Dr. Mukherjee displayed incomparable courage and effort to keep the country's integrity intact. In cricket, Anderson Tendulkar Trophy, India will resume their second innings with 96-run lead on day 4 at Headingley in Leeds this afternoon. At the end of day 3's play, which was cut short due to rain, India ended with at 90 for 2 with KL Rahul batting on 47 and skipper Shubman Gill batting on 6. Earlier, India kick-started the final session having secured a 6-run lead over England, who were bundled out for 465 runs in their first innings in reply to Team India's first innings total of 471 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.